Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
It's about time. Hey, Fat Shady.
Oh, jeez. All right, this is episode 96 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. And of course, if you're listening to us live each Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., well, you can hear us at webcomicbeacon.com/live as we broadcast and record live on TalkShoe.
But you haven't started it yet.
I have, too.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, Talk Show Live.
Carnation. Thank you. Okay.
I'm Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com.
Hello.
And also Tanya Higgins of Betapone.com.
Hello, hello.
And a special guest this week. Well, we have special guests all the time. But this is Nick Buxom of... Wait, what's the website again?
NickBuxom.com.
NickBuxom.com. Well, because it was like on Blogspot, so I was trying to remember. Because I only had the link for the Blogspot. Well, welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
And yesterday was Halloween, and she has a Halloween. If you're listening live, you can check it out right away. She has a Halloween pinup going on, and she's dressed as Velma.
Which I adored.
Well, Nick, welcome
to the show. Did you all see what I wore last night?
I didn't.
If you check out my Twitter, I put a little picture up.
Oh, wait, I don't think I have you on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Are you at Nick Buxom?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... Okay.
It's worth a little look.
Now we're all excited. Yay! Okay.
I don't know how to add somebody on TweetDeck.
No. Should I spoil it for y'all and just say?
No, I'm going to look for a picture, damn it. Where's the picture?
You'll have to let me know what you think.
Bess's brain's a little addled by all the Crystal Pepsi he's been drinking.
Isn't he some sort of addict?
Is that anymore?
No, he's a connoisseur. He saves it. Like, you know, he's got, I know, in his cellar, he's got Crystal Pepsi laid down like fine wine. And there's the 1992 vintage and the 93.
Is it worth money, or do people pay him to keep it off the streets?
I think he just likes
it. Who the heck is your boyfriend supposed to be?
He's the horse. What's wrong with you?
Maybe I don't know who this character is, but all right.
Lady Godiva.
I don't know what that is.
Lady Godiva strode through the town naked on a horse, distracted all the people.
So something else happened, but nobody cares.
I'm thinking of chocolate for some reason.
She did it because she was upset about her husband, the Lord Earl's taxation, and he said, "I won't stop it unless you ride naked through a horse through town." On a horse through town, and she said, "Okay then."
Okay then.
She told everyone to get inside and shut their doors and windows so they wouldn't see her. And one man who is now famously known as Peeping Tom.
Yes, yes.
Poked out and looked at her, and it goes either way. He was either struck blind or dead from looking at her.
He probably got killed by the guard. I don't know.
Voyeurism.
Yes.
By a guard?
A real figure.
Okay.
Very
nice. I was looking for the voyeurism.
Voyeurism. Yeah. This is a great segue because this week on the Webcomic Beacon, we're discussing fetishes. And that's quite a general topic, but we can see what we can dig out of the Closet of Mysteries. Tanya, what's in the Closet of Mysteries?
Excuse me? What's in the what?
I'm pretty sure you have a closet of mysteries. Or fun. A closet
you know,
of fun.
Frankly, I've been pretty open with my closet. There's no doors. People are pretty aware of what I'm into. So
my house has no closet space.
Oh, Mark.
I got a couple drawers, but, you know.
Aside from my nerd fetish, I did the BDSM thing for a while, and I was a fetish writer. For 2 years until I got tired of talking to people.
Oh, jeez.
About what they were into. Well, after a while, because I didn't really turn anybody away, you know, regardless of what their fetish was, it really wound up just being more about beheadings than anything else. And there's only so many beheading stories you can write before you're just like, ugh, keep your money.
Dick Cheney's glasses.
So,
sure does it for me.
I don't think anyone's confused about what's in my closet.
I don't know. Maybe just need. I just feel it just needs a little bit of airing out every once in a while. But Nick,
I got some cupboards.
Nick, hello.
Got cans and stuff.
Before we get too off topic again, I don't know. Mark's talking about drawers or something like that. Well, I suppose. No. Anyway, could you tell us a bit about your webcomic, Nick Buxom, if I'm pronouncing it right?
Yes, I have been working in a dungeon for 2 years, and I've been in the BDSM scene for much, much longer than that. But I'd always wanted to write about it, and I've always wanted to start a comic, and one day, you know, I had a marriage of the two ideas in my head and decided to just go for it and write a comic about what I do. And I have. And it seems to be taking off rather well, and I'm hoping it'll get larger as the time goes on. And so, I'm writing about my experiences as a pro switch, which means I work both as a dominatrix and a submissive.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
So is your comic a little bit more fictional than it is slice of life, or?
Not at all. Not at all. Basically, every single comic thus far has happened. I might have, you know, change the wording a little bit to make it slightly more comedic, but it's completely slice of life. It's things I've really gone through and experiences, and you know.
So this would be familiar to anybody in the scene.
I don't know about anybody, but anybody who knows me, sure. And even they're in for some surprises, of course.
I mean, anyone who's into the dungeon scene or the S&M scene or whatever it is, they would pick up on a lot that's in your comic, right?
Well, probably a lot, but also working pro is a little different from just doing it casually, and we see a lot of very strange things, which will be coming up in the future in the comic. And
yay.
Sometimes even telling the other girls at work what you just did makes them go, "You did what?"
Ew.
Dick Cheney.
Sometimes it's ew. Other times it's just a big, can I curse?
Yes.
You might as well.
Yes, you can.
Okay, yeah, just a huge what the fuck, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unless it gets too, let's see, peppered or spicy.
talking about fetishes. She's a professional dom. What do you mean if it gets too spicy?
Well, if you recall...
Something that's considered prostitution, for one.
Well, yes, okay, I suppose.
No, you remember for Webcomic Beacon episode 69, we attempted to do fetish webcomics discussion, and it turned out to be a failure. In a different way, but well, we had R.T. Barnum, who does the webcomic The World Explodes. You see, who apparently lives in Minneapolis, so I should be afraid personally. But he had this horrible, horrible story about that was so entertaining. It was about him going to a gay bar.
Oh yeah.
And I had to bleep so much of it out because it was so much content in one small area. That I didn't want to get
completely. You had no idea what this story was by the time, you know, if you listen to it in the recording, it was more beeps than it was words. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious that way.
It might be kind of funny, actually.
It was. It almost seemed intentional. Almost.
Gidget goes Hawaiian. Oh, I don't know. It just needed to be said.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's another note. Anyone who's interested, check out episode 69. I'll try to get that in the show links as well. We also had Ben from who does Peter is the Wolf, which is about, you know werewolves and such, but very much an adult comic.
It would be episode 69, wouldn't it?
It would be, and we specifically did that.
Wolves.
It certainly wasn't planned. Of course not. That would be right.
It was planned. What are you talking about? Anyway,
I could get explicit if you all want, but I don't want to give away too much about what's up in the future either.
Oh, you shouldn't do that then.
I think
you give away the store.
Plus, Mark would explode, and nobody wants that.
Least of all me.
Yeah.
Oh. As long as he cleans up after himself.
You know.
It's very important. Oh. I completely understand.
Nick, I meant to ask, did I already ask you if you could do a cover for the episode, or did I totally forget to ask you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, darn it. Well, I should have asked you. If you might have time, do you think you could draw Becky for us for the cover?
Sure. If you can
send
me any reference.
Yeah, I can give you get you a link. We have a fan and guest art section, and basically it's up to you how you want to draw her. A lot of people draw either a general "this is the webcomic beacon" pose or something like that, or related to the topic.
Okay, I can do that.
As long as it's not revealing. Becky probably wouldn't reveal anything, like no nips or bush or anything, but...
Nips or bush?
Yeah, I'd have to censor that.
That was like the most...
Filth! Filth!
That was the most romantic phrase. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll send you an email again about it. But, yeah.
I think that would be
brilliant. She's a good girl, you know. She's
a nasty.
Becky. Becky is a good girl.
Becky's a modest girl. She's also a mute.
A wonderful significant.
She was a mute, but she still told me no.
Yeah, speaking of fetishes, you girls, that seems right up there.
No is not a safe word.
No, it is not.
checked again.
Oh, I got a question.
Go.
Is there like the most common safe word used? I have this idea that it's always banana or something.
Actually, we do have a house safe word. The dungeon tends to just go with mercy, but anyone can use their own if they're more comfortable with it. When I play independently, I like to use red and yellow, like stoplights.
Yeah, so see?
Slow down, you're getting close. Red means stop.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
I always use the stoplight system. Yeah.
Yeah, much easier to use. Some people say red, yellow, green, but I've never had a sub going green, green, green when they're really happy, so I don't know why.
No.
It would be a lot better than crying uncle in the middle of something, because that could be disturbing.
Well, some could.
As long as it's something you wouldn't normally say in the middle of play, probably a good safe word.
Yeah.
So if you're
which is why
to be talking about your uncle, uncle would work.
Okay.
I got a terrible vision of the South Park song, the one with Terrence and Phillip. God, from the movie. Yeah, that one. okay, let's see here. Nick, every once in a while in your comic, you'll have like a special fetishes pinup or whatever. Where like I think the most recent one was spanking.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's see here. So there's tons of fetishes out there. Some things that you wouldn't think are fetishes, as long as they want to, I guess, rub against it, it could be a fetish. So
yeah, just about anything can be sexualized, or fetishized. Yes.
Sounds like an
really,
yeah.
Really, I mean, you'd be surprised what you hear.
I don't know. I think I'm at that point where I probably wouldn't be surprised unless it's grotesque.
Well, then you just need to.
You've reached the phone of Tanya Higgins. Oops. I just want to be happy.
Tanya, you dropped.
Oops, I called the wrong thing. It's called this one.
No,
she got kicked
from the call.
She's missing out on all the fun.
All the joy.
Now I have you two boys alone and to myself.
Fast, why don't you go get a Crystal Pepsi?
No. Oh, God.
You want?
Are we going to fetishize with Crystal Pepsi now?
No, I don't know. He's got this thing. He keeps bothering me about it. It's like, I don't really like Pepsi.
Oh, the 94. 94.
So you don't look as short as you do, like, judging from your picture, you don't look as short as you portray yourself in your comic.
I'm actually 5'4", and the reason I show myself as so small is I work around a lot of real statuesque Amazonian figures. They tend to be in towering heels. So,
yeah.
Especially when I just started, which is sort of where we're at in the comic,
mm-hmm.
I felt teeny tiny compared to these women. I was just looking up at these goddesses, you know? So, that's why I look so tiny in the comic. But Nick's going to grow slightly over time as her confidence grows, and also as she starts wearing bigger shoes.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of thought that you might have been a little person, but well, just because
they're cute characters, they're not lifelike.
Well, see, I wasn't entirely sure, so I was trying to guess that. One thing I will say, I miss the mohawk at the beginning. It's like, that's cute.
Hey, I miss my mohawk too. But the fact of the matter is, clients want you to look slightly feminine, and the mohawk just wasn't doing it as far as my wallet.
Oh. God. Well, then they have a problem.
But this is my livelihood, so I'm willing to make small compromises.
Well, they have a problem. I'd probably be looking for the most hardcore punk rock chick there. But that's me.
We have a lot of old school players, and that's not what they're looking for.
No.
Looking for the girl next door.
Well, times will change eventually. When
all
the old people die.
I mean,
that's when Fest gets to be old.
Wants a very extreme look. But actual pro players want a girl next door. So.
Mm. Hey, the girl next door I want is the punk rock chick.
Hey, me too. I still shave the underside of my head, but you can't tell when my hair is down, so.
Ah.
You know. Yeah, I can spike it up if I really want. It's a lot of work because it's long and heavy now.
Do you, I see you've got this on Blogspot. Do you ever get any flack from them for content?
No, not as of yet, and actually, we're hoping to move in the future, but so far, there's been no problems at all.
Good.
Yeah, for
I'd be very sad if suddenly everything disappeared.
For a blog spot, back up your stuff. Back up your stuff.
I do.
Okay. I have to say, for a blog spot, I didn't even really notice that it was a blog spot site until after a little while. It's like, it looks pretty good. Normally, people that have, like, blog spot, sites or blogs, specifically they're bloggers, they look like crap.
Right, because they give you a little, like, now you can turn your page blue, and you could put this over here or over there. They do. But actually, Sharky, my boyfriend, designed and built this website for me, and he just hacked the code to his own liking, and he built this wonderful page that I'm really, really, really grateful for. Thank you, Sharky. And he's going to be continuing to make changes in the future for me, too.
That's good. We lost Tanya again. Maybe she's back. Oh, shoot.
Maybe she's trying to get away from us.
Tanya, you need to have a better... You can't even hear me.
She can't hear you and you're telling her. Yeah, let's get a better connection. You need to get a better connection so you can hear me telling you that you need a better connection.
Exactly. It's, you know, the killer's right behind you moment.
That sucks. Poor Tanya.
She just doesn't want to be a part of it. Oh.
Well, her Skype doesn't.
I was afraid of Skype for.
Oh, she says she may have to scrap this because she can't get a connection. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, no. What are we supposed to do?
Lack and alas.
We got to keep going if we have to.
I guess you could try a restart, Tanya. That might work. Maybe. Skype is finicky sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it works for me, usually. It's only the problems I ever have is like when Comcast suddenly, oh, we don't work for 3 hours.
I don't know. When I use Skype, I always end up getting popped off over and over again. I have no idea why. Like, makes that horrible bubble noise and everyone's gone.
Yeah, there's got to be some settings in there somewhere to make it more stable.
Okay.
Because some people have a lot of trouble with it. I can't say I've had too much. So maybe I just have some settings set somehow that I don't know.
It's never been a dire life or death situation with me, so it's not that it irritates me that much. But, you know, I did keep it in mind when considering this. I was like, oh, they'll probably lose me if I go with Skype.
Well, we try to be as accommodating as possible. But, you know, sometimes, you know, technical difficulties are inescapable. And
it's not your fault.
Well, no, but I'm in charge, so it is.
So everything's your fault.
Yep. And even the chat room right now, and I guess Neko was yiffing for a while or making sounds. But she does it every episode, apparently. I don't really pay attention to the chat as much. let's see here. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue the topic.
What he does. It's what he does.
Is it what I does? It's what I do.
That's what he does when he goes on a Crystal Pepsi binge.
Oh God, the Ebb It Up Man.
Takes his binge. Just saying.
Well, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play. We had a voicemail from last show. Actually, two shows ago. But the phone, here, I'll just play it and then you guys can hear what it's all talking about.
Hey, finally, I actually got the right number. All right, I'm posting a post in that thread on thezombiehunters.com that tells you, you have the wrong number on your website. It's on the website, it says 320-210. So you might want to change that on the website. You might actually get more voicemails. But anyways, I really loved the podcast with Jenny Romanchuk. Love everything she does. You guys are really funny. Keep up the good work, and I will be tuning in. This is Justin, a.k.a. Boomstick. Peace.
Well, Boomstick, thanks very much for calling in. So that's right. If you do want to call the Webcomic Beacon with a question, comment, tip, news, whatever, you can call us at 320-310-0922. This is an American code, so dial 1 first. So that's 320-310-0922. Call and leave a message on our Skype voicemail, or you can record yourself on an MP3 and send it to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. If it's sensible enough and not incredibly long enough, or you're not just only calling in to pimp your website, we'll likely play it on the show. Now, I'm going to see if I can get Tanya back. Oh, Tanya.
Back to us, Tanya. We miss you.
I think we need some of that harp stuff. You know, they play when people have visions. Come back, Tanya, come back.
I think I'm back.
The light.
I think I'm back. Can you hear
You're
me?
Back?
Yay!
I
Come
think so.
Towards the light, Tanya.
I thought I was supposed to go away from the light.
No.
Exactly. I was leading you right. Don't listen to that.
I think I'm going
I said,
with
come
me.
To come to the light, Tanya. Come to the light.
Isn't the light dead?
Don't go towards the light.
The light is dead.
Oh, well, yeah, that's... Wait a minute. That's right. Yeah, go away from the light.
You know, that's a pretty crucial difference there. You should maybe think about that before you start giving the advice. That's a crucial difference.
My bad.
My bad. That's what'll be on my tombstone. I'm gonna put that on my tombstone. My bad.
Sorry. That'd be great. I mean, I was thinking about what kind of funny stuff that you could get away with having put on your tombstone.
Surprisingly, not too much.
Really?
There was one guy I remember hearing about. He wanted, like, his whole life, his whole, like, sort of catchphrase was boop, boopy doop. You know?
So like Betty dude. Boop?
Yeah. I mean, he loved Betty Boop, and that was, like, his little catchphrase, and they wouldn't let him put it on there.
What? So,
like, the graveyard said no. When the family.
That's kind of.
Hey. Just find that. A bit of graveyard.
I'm just going to get cremated.
That is very cute, though.
No tombstone.
Do you think he's dressed up as Betty Boop in his free time?
I'd like to think so.
She was a flapper. She was a loose goose. Yeah.
She was.
She was very loose.
She was very wiggly and all this weird crap.
That's because she was a flapper.
Well, she didn't even have any, you know, she had like multiple joints or something like that.
She was a flapper. She was a bad girl.
She was pretty radical for her time. I mean, politically as well.
She'd hang out with the silk hats and the boiled shirts. Hubba hubba. Skidoo and the bee's knees and all the rest of it. Yeah.
My kind of girl.
there's a...
Oil.
As far as trying to find fetish comics online that aren't just fucking porn, you know, are very, very difficult. Because every time I try to look, it's, oh, no, that's porn. that's porn, too. That's cartoon
that's
porn.
Why most people do it.
Right. I mean, you can get into, like, things that are, like... like the transgender comics, that's technically like a fetish. Peter is a wolf. It's werewolf comic to have, you know, werewolf sex, and that has to be a fetish for sure.
Werewolf porn.
I mean, it's not like outright porn, but there is pornography within it.
Well, I think you're running into a definition issue, though, because, I mean, anything can be a fetish. You know, I've dealt with men for whom, you know, bananas and... Banana pudding, I think it was.
True.
Was like a big erotic thing for the guy. And it had to do with his mother. And, you know, okay, whatever.
Doesn't
you do what
always,
you got to do. Yeah. And so to say that, you know, you're just looking for the fetish without the porn is going to be a bit difficult because anything can be a fetish.
I know, but it, there are adult comics that don't need to be flat out porn. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but they're
flat
out porn
too,
because that's what the people want.
Possibly, but Nick, are you planning on doing flat out porn?
No, not at all, actually.
Well, there you go, Tanya.
There will be nudity, and you know there will be sexualized moments.
Woo!
But no porn. Probably because we don't do any penetration, any fluid swapping, anything like that. So it shouldn't come up.
Right, because it's not prostitution. There is a difference.
Right. That's illegal here, and so. We can't do that. Not that we're interested in doing it anyway.
Well, if I could sell myself,
we have a lot of people ask.
I can imagine. Masseuses get asked. I can't imagine that people going into a dungeon wouldn't at least, you know, give it a go.
Oh yeah,
as a maybe.
I don't think I could do that.
Enough times, and somebody's gonna go. Yeah, you know.
And yet, no.
The whole BDSM and dungeon stuff intrigues me, but to me, I just see it as big, giant cock tease, and I don't like cock teases, so...
Some people say that, but I mean, if you legitimately have a fetish, then it does it for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of ticklers. Tickling is a big thing.
Yeah.
They don't even get undressed. They don't even want you to get undressed. They just want to tickle you. They're very sweet. And
nice guys,
they pay a lot of money to tickle you. And they're happy at the end.
I'll tickle them for free, jeez.
They want to tickle you, usually.
Well, can you imagine how creepy it would be? You're in a bar, you're trying to pick up on a chick, and you're like, so, do you like... Could I tickle you? I don't know. I just...
Well, yeah, because instantly girl at the bar has got, you know, serial killer in her brain. She's like, oh, you're a freak. Never mind. Yeah. And they're really very harmless people.
I used to work at this place where in a call center, and we would have this dude call up, and we weren't sure if he was just a jerk or if he had like a fetish issue, I'm thinking fetish issue, he would call up, and whenever he got a girl on the phone at the call center, like he'd keep calling back until he got a girl.
Oh,
and he would ask her to cackle like the Wicked Witch of the West. And yeah, it seemed to be something that he would get off on for some reason.
My awesome. Pretties?
We called him the cackler.
Any of the women ever do it?
I guess he must have talked a couple into doing it, but pretty much he got to be known pretty quick. So whenever the cackler would call, we just hang up on him. Because, I mean, you know, it's a business, right? It's not that kind of business, though.
Right.
Well, you would be surprised how many businesses have certain people that call. I worked at a movie studio or a movie rental place, and they would call. And there was one guy that would just call, and he would call until he got one particular girl. She had a really high-pitched voice, and that was apparently his deal. And he would just call different businesses until he would find some chick with a high-pitched voice and then would try to figure out her schedule. And he'd just ask her all kinds of just ridiculous questions. And she finally told him, look, if you want to talk about movies, fine. You know, whatever's making you happy is okay, but we need to at least pretend that I'm working. So he would call and they would talk about movies. Yeah, she just had like a little dolphin voice, and he really liked that.
Flipper, yes!
Whatever, you know?
And we at work, because we have a desk girl who answers the phones for us to take appointments and such and tell who's around. We get prank calls all the time. We get people who just want, you know, they're getting something via the phone call. But the girls are really, really good at figuring out who that is. And, you know, they know the ones that call back again and again and call every day. So.
Do you get teenage irritating. Boys call? Like, you know, you can tell they're like in, I don't know, ninth grade or something. And
it's
almost
know,
a prank call, I guess.
You sometimes have young males, and by that I mean, you know, legal, but young, like age 20s maybe, call thinking it's a strip club. And we tell them, oh no, if you come over here, really? We're not going to be rubbing up against you or anything like that. You'll be in for a surprise.
It's not the kind of lap dance you're thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to back up and just let everybody know, if I get tickled, like if you hear this and you meet me at like PenguinCon and you think it'll be funny to tickle me, I'm a flincher. People have gotten black eyes.
That's a little more than flinching.
That is flinching. I will
train you first.
Yeah.
I jerk off. No, I mean my I jerk.
Dick Cheney naked.
God, you really like tickling.
No.
Wow, I had no idea.
My body jerks and convulses when I'm being tickled uncontrollably. I mean, if you like getting beat up while tickling, sure, maybe. Go ahead. Try your luck. But anyway.
So if anyone's interested, I do have some leather cuffs we could just bring to PenguinCon. We could properly restrain him, and then y'all could just take a turn.
Well, do you have one for each appendage?
I do. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds like a date now, doesn't it?
Hey, maybe.
La, 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 la.
Hey, Mark, actually, yeah, bring those restraints, because we have to, like, get Mark tied down, too.
Oh, yeah.
How do you go again with this wee stuff?
Against one another,
well, I'm guessing she may need more than one person to restrain you.
I can tell you're smiling when you say that.
Mark's a flincher. He jumps when women touch him.
That's because it's just so unusual. It happens.
It's just
that's
it's,
cute.
I was just looking at your comic here and thinking, there's a lot of marketing potential here. Have you explored anything like that? Like, surely there are bulletin boards, chat rooms, and online communities for your target audience.
There are. I've actually shied away a little bit from broadcasting too much in the circle I run in, just because I am really paranoid about clients seeing it and feeling like I'm spilling their secrets, which I'm never, ever going to name names. I'm never, ever going to do likenesses, nothing like that. But,
right.
You know, yeah, their specific fetish is going to be up there. There's going to be no way to tie it to them, but some guys are really skittish. And if they see that, or if they think I'm going to, you know, broadcast to the world what they what they're into, you know, they might never ever see me again. So
yeah.
I've been a little nervous about that, and I try to reiterate: there's no way anyone's ever going to know it's you. But still, you know, our business thrives on being discreet. So
yes,
right.
I've been a little nervous about that.
But I guess, I mean, you could keep it sort of vague enough, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
mean,
plan
like.
To.
Like, a client may not go look for a webcomic, necessarily.
Right. But that's why I'm not putting it up on our Dungeons website or anything like that.
Right.
The client tells me, oh, my Lord, she's documenting this?
Yeah. That'll make a person nervous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually found that most of my writing clients, the reason that they went to erotic fiction rather than to, you know, actual people who would perform these acts, aside from the violent ones, was that they were so terrified that, you know, someone was filming them or taking pictures, yeah, or was going to blackmail them, or somebody'd see them going into the place, or they were just, yeah, so terrified, yeah, or worse yet, having somebody like laugh in their face when they told them what they wanted, that this
we
was
have a lot
the closest
of
I could do.
Really nervous guys who they come in wearing hoods and dark sunglasses, and some of them will rush straight into a room and then,
aww,
wait for us to come and get them to talk to them. They don't want to stand in the lobby. They're terrified. And
yeah,
I have clients ask me on a daily basis, are there cameras everywhere in here? And just, are you recording,
yeah,
this? And it's like, no, we don't do that. No one's going to see you. You know, don't worry about it. But they still, and some of them think we're lying to them. This place has to have cameras. Like, no,
yeah, how can you be safe if there's not cameras? And yeah, people, and I, you know, I found that the people who were most terrified that someone would find out what they were into had the most benign fetishes. You know,
it was
the banana pudding guy, not the guy who got off on the idea of penetrating a girl while beheading her. Like, he was okay with other people knowing, but the banana pudding guy, really upset. You know, it was,
yes.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Well, because they know they're unusual and they get really self-conscious about it, which is sad because,
yeah,
you know,
it's
there's
totally
somebody out there who will love them for it and who also loves banana pudding.
Yes.
Right.
LLO.
All right. Before we get a little too far away from what I was going for, I was finding porn comic, and other than finding like web comics that they don't, you know, like the transgender ones a little bit, are a little bit more the more obvious ones. But even then, you know, it's not specifically for, you know, like a sexual, you know, get off type of thing. It just utilizes a fetish in such a way for storytelling purposes or what have you. But if you type in fetish webcomic into Google, you will get basically the Webcomic Beacons episode. And that's it, and Caller 6. That's it.
And Caller 6, yes.
But it is very general, of course. But it's more. But that's its fetish is leather, basically.
Mm. Well, bondage.
Bondage, vinyl.
And
do you
slavery.
Think it's not? Maybe it's just not a big enough, like big enough to have its own.
Well, it's too general of a phrase, too.
That's the problem. Is that fetish is very vague. You know, there's a million different things. Like I said, anything can be a fetish. So
you type in ear fucking.
Yeah, you type in ear fucking, you're going to get something very specific now, aren't you? But
yeah,
you type in fetish. Yeah. Fetish is just way too vague. So you need to narrow it down. Type in
furry fetish.
Oh God, I try to avoid that. for this
when
show.
I invite people to come along to the dungeon sometimes and say, hey, I can play with you while we're there, you know, friends, they
uh-huh.
go, oh no, I don't want you to hurt me, and I'm like, I don't need to hurt you. It's not all pain.
I like that. I don't need to hurt you.
No, really.
Don't you really want to hurt me?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Don't you really want to make me cry?
Will hurt you more than will hurt me, literally.
Literally.
I had a friend who, I'm sure I told Tanya and Festus before, I had a friend who had a phone line, you know, a phone sex or whatever. And she was saying that a lot of the people who would call up weren't even interested in phone sex. They had fetishes. And one of the ones that she said they got more often than anything else was something she called financial domination.
Oh.
Like you're on the phone and it's like, hey, here's my wish list on garbagemart.com or whatever it is. I want that camera. Buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then make the guy buy it and stuff.
Those guys are really fun.
I imagine they tip well in real life.
There's
a that they really tip. Most of the time they want you to order them around and I'm taking your money, I'm shaking you down, you know, go buy me these things, all your money on me, pay my bills. Like that's just sort of what they're into. And they're great. They can pay my bills any day.
I was gonna say, if anyone's curious, I would totally be into one of those relationships. give me a holler through the Webcomic Beacon and we'll make arrangements because I got bills.
But then they would go and cancel all the orders after placing them. They would buy it off the wish list, and the girl would see, so you did buy that. You know, you did buy my camera. Thanks. You know, jerk or whatever. And then after the phone call, they would cancel the order so it wouldn't actually go out.
How sad. I've never heard of that. That sucks.
Yeah. I didn't know
there
would
be aware of if you do the phone stuff, I guess. I don't know.
That's
right.
That's like faking it.
A little different when your wallet is in your hand.
Yeah.
I take it you have to
coin purse.
At the end of the session, they're like, okay, could you give that back now, please?
Yeah, you gotta give the money, like, back and stuff.
Anyway, there's people in the chat room saying, like, I don't get Festus' aversion to porn comics when talking about fetish comics or fetish stuff. It's like, well, it's completely different. Like we're talking about, it's all different specialized stuff. And it's like, porn comics really don't do it for me, for one. But I will say that there are some really good porn comics out there. Again, if you go to, like, orgymania.com or basically orgymania.net, which is also Slipshine, there's some really cool stories in there.
Yeah.
I have not yet paid for a service yet, but the stuff they even got, like, for free samples are really fun. And also, I don't know, there's that robot one, which is very popular. I want to try to get that person on the show sometime. I forget what it's called.
Is that the one that was on that other site? Because I remember we looked at that one, and then the site went down. Like, that network went down or something. It wasn't on Slipshine. It was on something else.
I don't really remember.
It was like the Victorian setting.
Yeah, it was like Victorian, sepia. Like,
because that was really an awesome comic, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's sexualized and everything. And then, of course, there's Ogloff or something like that. Where?
Oh, yeah, I love him. Oh, my God. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's great. It's terribly, terribly awesome. God, man. Not safe for work unless you find, like, one of the specific ones where, you know, it's a safe link to give out.
Favorite is the spider one.
Oh, God.
I think it depends on where you work as well.
I suppose. My favorite one is one of the non-porn ones, actually. It's this guy who's like has like this goblet, and he's like he has like this skull goblet, and he's like, bring me some wine, and he's like pouring wine into it. It's pouring out of the eye sockets. It's like, bring me the head of an enemy that has no eyes. So they're all, like, fighting like these lampreys and everything. He's like, and they're slicing them up, and it's like, they have no skulls, sir. Then he's like, they zoom up on his face, and he starts crying, so thirsty. The guy's just a genius, and he's sick, too, which is awesome, but it's because it's more comedic than it is flat out, you know, like, we're fucking type of shit, but...
Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh, the art is so good, of course.
You should put a link in the chat.
Yeah. Let me see.
Are there comics that you follow that might have inspired you to jump into webcomicry?
I follow tons of comics. But not a lot of highly sexualized ones, just because, you know, there are some really good ones out there, but generally I want to really get attached to characters and I'm looking for a good storyline. So I've loved comics since I was a child, and I'm a huge webcomic fanatic, so there's just endless lists of comics and comics that I'm in love with. I've always wanted to do art, and, you know, very young I went, I want to do comics. I love comics. So.
Well, we're at the end of our second segment. But I'm going to start up the third segment, which we got to cover some news. But Nick, you're welcome to stay if you'd like, and see if there's anything else that we can throw in during the third segment.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, news.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
In the news with Christopher Glenn. I miss him.
Yeah, well.
He's dead.
Well, okay, that's funny as hell. What? I just followed that link. The Snow Queen comic is funny as hell.
Oh, what's that?
Poor Snow Queen.
Is that at Ogloff? Or however?
Yes, yes. I had not seen this one.
Oh, this is a new one.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh gosh. See, people just don't know how to release their tongue from something that's, you know, frozen.
Cold.
It's easy. It's like I see like these things that, oh man, you ripped your tongue off. Well, then you breathe on it, go. You heat up the area around it, boom, you're done, you know.
Oh, that's,
you have a lot of experience with this.
Yes, I purposely tried when I was a kid to see how you're supposed to do it, and I did it successfully. I would sometimes lose like a little bit of skin, but for the most part, I don't have to like get the fire department to come get me or some crap. And even then, you get some warm water and you just kind of pour it on it, you know.
Lord.
Anyway, we have news, and there's some important news. And this week on the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, we're going to be checking our Project Wonderful ads. And this is the thing. We have three Project Wonderful ad spots on our website, which each episode we will go over and say who's sponsoring this week's live broadcast. We have a header at the top. We have a tower at the side, of which people see right away. And also there is, on the main page, it's at the very bottom, but it's at also directly at the bottom of each individual post, which is very important for those that are searching through the archives or are following specific links, especially to completed episodes. Now, first off, we have at the very top, we have PH Factor once again advertising on the Webcomic Beacon at phfactor.ws, your source for, well, steampunk items such as goggles, laser guns, ether readers. And you can even make custom requests in addition to the variety of options that you can have for goggles there. So check out phfactor.ws for your steampunk needs and accessories. And wants, I guess, too. You can, if you just want them. You may not need them, but anyway, also we have, once again, an old favorite of ours of who likes to spend money on advertisements on the Webcomic Beacon is Yosh! At yoshsaga.com. It is the robot ear-numbing comic ad that's going to be. And we did lose Tanya once again, but of course you can still check out Yosh at yoshsaga.com. Updates, I believe it's five times a week, if It seems pretty frequent anyway, and there are occasional pinups and such, so go ahead and check that out at yoshsaga.com. And let's see, at the, and last but not least, of course, the last ad is Jaden and Crusader. Probably not cancer-causing. At jadenandcrusader.com. They recently started updating again, and so you can... oh, wow, they got a... Presently, right now, they have a Halloween pinup with a bunch of characters, with a bunch of their characters dressed up, of course, and which you'll see a lot during Halloween. And there it is at jadenandcrusader.com. So check that out. Thanks to everyone who's been advertising on the Webcomic Beacon. It helps us greatly in maintaining the show for people to listen to. In addition to that, we got Tanya is still not here again.
I could role play as her. I'll take
her. Awesome.
No, I don't want to feel like I'm at work.
Well, it looks like we're not going to be getting Tanya back, it seems.
Aww.
Let's see. She's going to try to get a new router and see if that fixes it. She won't be here next Sunday because she's always gone the second Sunday.
It works.
And speaking of the second Sunday, after we hit 100 episodes, we're going to go start doing the... she says she's going to be saying goodbye. So, all right. Goodbye, Tanya.
Goodbye.
You can't hear us, though. But speaking of the second Sunday, as I was saying, after we hit our 100th and 2-year episode on December 6th, it'll be precisely, almost exactly, 2 years, because we started on December 6th, 2006, 2007, sorry, wait, yes, and... So that's going to be our celebration episode, it's going to be whatever, basically. And I'm going to see if I can try to get a couple of things prepared for the show. If not, it's just going to be a fun time. And then after that, we're going to be dropping at least one episode out of the month a week, just so I can have some more time to do stuff, because I need some more time to do stuff. So we'll probably be skipping the second Sunday, since Tanya's not normally here anyway. So look forward to that. Look forward to less Beacon. But anyway, wow, there's just a lot of news today. I'm sorry, Nick, I don't mean to be overshadowing you, but we do have a lot of news. We have the Webcomic Beacon in association with Wagon Webcomic Battle Trading Card Game. We have a Draw Becky contest. That's right. People may have remembered the Jenny Everywhere contest we had for the official Jenny Everywhere cards for this webcomic trading card game. You can check out... I got the link right here. You can go to our website at webcomicbeacon.com and along the side panel, there should be a link to the contest. Otherwise, webcomicbeacon.com/cardcontest2009. You can check out wagonwebcomicbattle.com for details on the card game, as well as the different webcomics that are involved with that. Coming soon, in the next few months, they're going to be, in the next month or so, they're going to be starting the pre-order for the Delta deck, the technically fifth deck in the series. But we're also working on a couple of promotional cards, and one of them is a Webcomic Beacon card, and that we already have the background. That's our normal background, but the contest is basically Draw Becky, and we're going to have you have until November 28th, 12:01 a.m. Eastern USA to submit your Becky. There's very little restrictions on what you can draw. There's some guidelines on the site that you can check out, but basically, we're going to be picking the top 10 if we get like a lot, and then we're going to be putting that top 10 to be voted on publicly. So it's like a two-step process of people submitting their entries, and then there's only one winner this time. There's not three like for the Jenny Everywhere one. There's only one winner, and the winner will receive the Delta deck and two copies of the promotional card, which their art is going to be used for. To the top 10, the 10 that we pick and put up to be voted for, they will all get their own promotional card, as well as for sure have their Becky used as an actual webcomic Beacon cover art. I say just the top 10 for sure. We might still use everybody for an episode cover, but I just want to. I have no idea how many people are going to be entering. I just want to play it safe just in case. So go ahead and check that out. Details are on the site, as well as all the legal stuff, as legal as we can write it. So go ahead and check that out. Mark Savory got dropped. Well, son of a bitch.
That's just you and me, Seth.
Ooh.
You should be afraid, actually.
I don't really scare easily, unless you're going to be, you know, I guess, bleeding me.
Tickling you to death.
Tabling me?
I said tickling.
See, that's at your own risk. I uncontrollably flinch. So if you get hurt, it's your fault because I warned you. I do not purposely hurt people.
You'll just get punished, that's all.
Well, I maybe purposely hurt my brother. You know. Aww. But that's the brothers. Son of a bitch, everyone's dropping. Let's see here.
I told you to avoid Skype, didn't I?
Well, there's no other way to record this show in high quality. let's see here. Oh, no. Restart Skype. Still doing news. Yes, I got a little bit more news. I got milestones. Milestones, if you have like a milestone where it's an anniversary or you're coming up on a 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, etc., go ahead and let us know at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Let's see here, but I got a couple of milestones. Let me click right here. We have Pure and Hidden Truth at pureandhiddentruth.com. It's its first year in online publication, debuted last Halloween. And also, he also has some stuff coming up soon, it sounds like, for the Jenny Everywhere a cameo in the Pure and Hidden Truth radio project that he's doing. So stay tuned for that at pureandhiddentruth.com. There's also, let's see, what is it? Odori Park at odoripark.com. It celebrates its 100th strip. So go ahead and check that out. And I'm going to check out one more milestone that we have mentioned. Oh, two, actually. Red Moon Rising has hit 100 at redmoonrising.org. And if Zorbert and Fred at zfcomics.com has hit 300 comics. Those were sent in by George Ward, the person who does our show notes and the Webcomic Beacon newsflash. So thanks to everyone who's been sending those in. And Mark, are you back?
I'm back.
Well, welcome.
So,
we've missed you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Oh, there's also one more piece of news that is incredibly important. And, well, to them. I'm just kidding. If you go to thewebcomiclist.com/awards, you will notice that the Webcomic List Awards 2009 are now open for nominations. Yes, it is another webcomic award thing. They've actually, the last time they did one was in 2004, but it's something that the community is really getting pepped up on. It's been very forum driven and everything. So go ahead and check out thewebcomiclist.com/awards. to participate today. We're going to try to get them on the show, I believe, on our 100th episode to talk a little bit about it. And guess what? We just got another... just right now, we got another milestone. Silly Daddy at sillydaddy.net has hit 500 webcomics. So congratulations. There's also, apparently, some more to this. Roughly half of the 500 comics are works on paper, and the other half were drawn entirely on the type of computer device. It took 5 years to make these webcomics and cost $2,000 in materials to produce. So that's right, if you make a webcomic, prepare to spend money. Never see it again.
I see those things.
Well, some people who get really into it and everything, it's like me. I bought a bunch of podcasting equipment and such, you know, because, you know, that's me. I always have to have projects to do. Boy,
so
I was,
Halloween. What did you do for Halloween?
Oh, yes. Yes, I had this story. Okay. I have some pictures of me that I tweeted, and I basically am the Reaper. And this is it. I didn't really have any sort of costume. Except I was going to use the same one I had last year, which is Michael Myers. I had a painter's suit, a bloody knife, and the mask. And let's see. This year, it was like last minute. It was so last minute. I walked into Rainbow Foods, and they have some Halloween decorations that are 50% off. And one is like this 7-foot-tall skeleton thing with like these things that like this. It looks like a skeleton, black, ghosty like thing that you hang in the trees. Nice. They're looking at it, and the head's big enough where I could like fit my face behind it. And it's like made of it's like rubber mask over styrofoam. So I thought, well, maybe if I rip out all the styrofoam, I could do something with it. And it has like these fake arms and hands and everything. So I'm thinking, yeah, okay, I think I can make something with this. And it's like I'm holding it up. And it's like right when you walk in and turn a corner. So I'm like holding it up and I'm looking behind it and everything. And suddenly I hear like this like holler from the other side and a stomping noise. And I look around and there's this guy just kind of like leaning against the counter, just kind of holding his breath, kind of looking at me like he just got freaked the hell out, because he did. It's like, dude, I just turned the corner and I see this thing floating up and staring at me. So I'm like, I'm getting this for my costume. So I end up hollowing this thing out and taking it home, and it was really great and everything. I scared a couple of trick-or-treaters. I went to my parents' house. They live like an hour away, but you know, and I still worked, so that kind of sucked. But I at least got to see my parents and hung out for a couple of hours, because it's Halloween's a big day over there, and they love seeing the kids in the costumes and everything. So that's my story. What'd you guys do?
Who wants to go first?
Well, I did nothing. I stayed at home and didn't do anything. So,
are you a Halloween Scrooge?
No, I would have done something, but there was nothing to do.
Hey, I can think of lots of things to do.
What did
Not
you do?
Where I live.
I actually went to my dungeon every Saturday night. We have a club open to the public to throw parties, and there was a Halloween party.
Ooh.
So I went and rode around on my boyfriend's shoulders most of the night. As you can see on my Twitter.
Woohoo!
Yes, it was really fun. We actually won, like, runner-up in the costume contest and won a big, giant bottle of tequila and two nice glasses. So, it was fun.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Oh, hey, I got a question for dungeon stuff.
Okay.
Is there no nudity for either
actually,
person?
Every place is different, but our dungeon specifically, we only have a topless license. So as naked as we can get is down to a G-string. Guys can get as naked as they want. Or clients, I should say. They're not all guys. But, yeah, they can get as naked as they want. We specifically have to at least keep our chonies on.
That's weird. So the client can get... Okay.
Well,
I always thought that the client can't do anything, but I guess I've only been to a strip club a couple times, but that's it for my experience out.
Well, I've only ever been to one strip club, and so I don't know the inner workings of that, but it wasn't that fun to me. I don't know. But, yeah, of course we can strip a guy full naked. I mean, how else are we supposed to do CBT?
I suppose. And I don't know what that means, but okay.
Pinball torture.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You can't do it through somebody's jeans.
All right.
Now that everyone's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other news. Well, for those that are interested in the Rampage Network Community Podcast, November 8th is going to be the next recording of that. And I'd say more here, but that's why we have the community podcast for. But I will say that this month's featured comic on the Rampage Network is PC Weenies. I think they just celebrated like 11 years of being online. And so, long running and everything, and that's at pcweenies.com. Check it out. It's do you really need a description? It's a nerd comic, basically. So go ahead and check that out. We're gonna have him on the community podcast next Sunday, November 8th, and it's gonna be at 5 p.m. Eastern after the web comic beacon. So awesome! Check that out and everything. And Mark, do you have any news?
I don't have any news. No.
No Autumn Lake news?
New news? No. You can still listen to the Autumn Lake Halloween special if you want to, if you go to the podcast link.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You did a special with doing all the voices for your characters and such?
Yeah, that was fun.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. We're going to get that in the show notes for sure. Go to autumnlake.com and click on podcast, and there you go. We have Dungeon Warden in the chat room, which is George, who does our show notes and everything. He also says that the Webcomic Reader's Choice Awards, which is another webcomic award show done through Webcomic Planet at webcomicplanet.com. Check that out and participate if you can, or at least see what see the progress there. Progress is the word. See the progress of the WCRCAs. The Webcomic Beacon is going to be doing its own, the Beakies, I guess. Starting in January, and we'll be doing them for 2009. More of that later, because these other ones are happening right now, so we won't talk about ours. And, I don't know. Anyway, doing the news is like, I just fall apart afterwards. But so I think that's it. Nick, do you have any news?
Oh, just in about a week, I'm finally going to start getting into the sessions on my comic, so you guys will finally start seeing what sort of goes on behind closed doors.
Woo!
All
right.
And also, I'm so obsessive. I have over a year's worth of scripts all lined up and scheduled.
Draw really faster!
Project. So I can also tell you all that May and June are going to be Freaky Fetish Month.
Huzzah! All right, well, Nick, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, you can check out Nick's webcomic at nickbuxom.com. That's NICBUXOM.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Awesome. And this has been Fez of Fezworks.com. No, we lost Mark again.
Oh, no.
All right.
Hold that on your closing line.
Anyway. Let's try that again. This has been Fez of Fezworks.com.
This is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
I'm afraid the only sport I'm interested in is ball kicking.
All right.